We're going to bring our first host up this morning, Sister Alicia. Alicia, are you ready, babe?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. My verses are from St. Matthew, the King James Version, chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. And it says, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." Lord, let us pray. Lord, we come to you today with a heart full of gratitude and with a spirit yearning for more of you. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the breath in our lungs. We thank you for the strength in our bodies, Lord. And we thank you for the opportunity to stand in your presence once again. Lord, you are faithful, and your mercies are new every morning. Father, we ask that you take hold of your promise today. We believe that you are a God who hears, a God who responds, a God is near to those who call upon your name. Lord, we ask for wisdom. We ask for understanding in everything that we do. Lord, there are times when our paths seem uncertain. Lord, but we thank you for being our light and our salvation. Lord, we ask that you help us to make clear steps. Lord, we ask that you lead us by your Spirit in the direction that aligns with your will. Lord, we ask you that you, for your peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord. We ask to walk closer with you, Lord. We ask to hear your voice above the noise in this world. Lord, let us hear your voice above the noise in this world. Lord, we understand that there are so many distractions, so many things trying to get our attention, Lord. But we ask that you fix our eyes on you, Lord. We know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord. We seek the truth. Lord, we understand that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, Lord. We seek your righteousness, Lord. We desire to live a life that is pleasing to you, Lord. We seek a life that reflects your goodness, Lord, a life that brings you glory, Lord. Lord, we understand that if we knock, that you'll open doors of opportunity, doors of favor, and doors of breakthrough, Lord. There are places that you're calling us to enter, Lord. And we ask that every door that is open for us is in alignment with your will, Lord. We ask that every door leads to purpose, Lord. Divine connections, Lord, a deeper understanding of your Lord. Lord, we ask that you close every door that's not meant for us. Close the doors of distraction. Close the doors of harm. Close the doors that takes us away from you, Lord. Close those doors, Lord. We understand sometimes that we get weary, Lord, and we feel that the doors haven't been opened for us, Lord. I pray for those who are seeking answers and seeking peace and seeking direction and feel lost, Lord. I ask that you provide us with strength, Father God, to strengthen our hearts and remind us that you're near, Father God. We understand that you hear every prayer, Lord. You see every tear. You're working when we can't even see it, Father God. We ask that you continue to strengthen our faith. Lord, we ask that our faith never wavers, Father God. We ask that we continue to stand strong in every season, Father God. We understanding that your timing is not our timing, Father God. Lord, we ask that you love us unconditionally, Father God. We thank you for your grace that is abundant. We thank you for your mercy that is unending. We thank you that we're never turned away, Father God. We thank you that we're never ignored, Father God. We understand, Father God, that the desires of our hearts may not align with your will, Father God. And we ask that we are in your will, that we continue to align our lives with your will, Father God. Lord, we pray that we're able to be patient while we're waiting for those doors to be open and those doors to be closed, Father God. We ask that you clear our thoughts, God, and that our thoughts are pleasing to you, Father God. We thank you for binding our tongue down, Father God, when we're going to say words that are not pleasing to you, Father God. Father God, we pray for the season of rest, for those that are in our season of rest. We thank you for that, Father God. We understand that we have to rest, Father God, and sometimes you make us sit down, Father God, and we ask that you just continue to strengthen us in our seasons of rest, Father God. We ask that you continue to help us to grow in our relationship with you, Father God. We ask that for those who have strayed, Father God, that we continue to pray for them, Father God. We don't know what storms they're going through, Father God. Sometimes they don't want to talk to us about those storms, Father God. But we're still praying for our brothers and our sisters, Father God. We thank you for placing their names on our hearts and our minds, Father God. We thank you for the discernment that you've given us, Father God. We thank you for us making that call that you made us make, Father God, because for no reason, it was a reason why you placed their name in our mind today, Father God. And we thank you for that. Father God, we ask that you continue to just cleanse our hearts, Father God. Cleanse our hearts from those wicked things that we're thinking, Father God. Father God, for those that are going through this season of grief, Father God, we just ask that you continue to touch them, Father God. Continue to strengthen them, Father God. Continue to pray for the families, Father God. We understand that sometimes when we're in our season of grief, friends and come around at the beginning, Father God, but that's not when we really need them, Father God. We need them through the whole time, Father God. We thank you for those that continue to pray for those that are grieving, Father God. We ask for traveling mercies for those that are traveling today, Father God, that you just continue to watch over them, Father God, that no hurt, harm, or danger come to them, Father God. We understand that. We ask that you continue to protect our children, Father God, that are in the school buildings from any hurt, harm, or danger, seen and unseen, Father God. We thank you for that continued protection that you're providing for them, Father God. We continue to pray for our teachers that are in those buildings with our students, Father God. We pray for those students that are going through storms right now and are contemplating doing something harmful to themselves or to the school, Father God. We strike that down, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you just allow us to pray for them, to hold them, Father God, to let them know that this is not in your will, Father God. We ask that their tears are not tears that are falling on bad ground, Father God. We may not understand what they're going through at this moment, Father God, but we don't want them to harm themselves or anyone else, Father God. We ask that you continue to provide them with whatever resources that are needed to help them get through this, Father God. And for the parents and the family members that are dealing with people with mental illnesses, Father God, we ask that you continue to strengthen them, Father God. Don't let them turn their backs, Father God. We understand that sometimes it gets hard, and those people that are not in those situations sometimes don't understand, Father God. We're praying that you give them continued strength through this season, Father God, that they stand strong with their family members or their loved ones or even the students that are there involved with or their coworkers that are going through storms, Father God. We all go through storms. We may not share what our storms are, Father God, but sometimes we're battling storms on the inside and we're trying to hide it so the people on the outside can't see it, Father God. We ask that you continue to strengthen us in those seasons of turmoil, in those seasons of doubt, Father God, in those seasons of fear, Father God. We understand that you don't give us the spirit of fear, Father God, but sometimes that doubt just creeps in. And when that doubt creeps in, Father God, that's when we really need to hold on to our faith, Father God. And we thank you for the strength during those seasons, Father God. We thank you for your continued faithfulness, Father God. We continue that you allow us to walk in your faith, Father God. We trust your timing, Father God. We rejoice in your goodness, Father God. We love you, Father God. We give you all the glory, all the praise, Father God. We just thank you for this today, Father God. We thank you for this prayer line, Father God. We thank you for those that are on this prayer line, Father God, that are going through storms and we don't even know about it, Father God. We ask that you just touch them right now, Father God. There are people struggling, Father God, with wondering where their next meals are coming from, Father God. We just pray that someone places in their heart to bless that family, Father God. We understand that this is a season where people are losing their jobs, Father God. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, Father God, and just let them know that you're there, Father God. There's people that are being forced to resign, Father God. We're praying that you continue to strengthen them. There are people that want to walk away from their jobs because the environments are toxic, Father God. We ask that you just bless them with a good job, Father God, that is peaceful. Peaceful, Father God, and still allows them to pay their bills and tithe, Father God. We thank you in advance for these blessings that are coming our way, Father God. We thank you in advance for those that didn't know how they were going to get to work because they didn't have any gas, Father God. We thank you for the person at the gas station that just paid it forward, didn't even know us, Father God, but they felt it in their heart just to pay it forward, and we thank you for that. We continue to pray for our brothers and sisters that are paying it forward, Father God, and people don't even know that you continue to bless them, that you continue to allow them to be a blessing to others, Father God. And it's not all about money, Father God. We thank you for those that are blessing and paying it forward with prayer, Father God, because sometimes people don't understand how powerful their words are, and you just touching that person and just saying a few words over them, Father God, just changed the whole trajectory of their life. And we thank you in advance for that, Father God. Some of us have been touched by a prayer, Father God, and we thank you for that. And it's just, it seems like it's just at the right time, Father God, and we thank you for that. People don't even know how strong and powerful their words are, Father God. And we just thank you that they prayed for us when we didn't even know that they were praying for us, Father God. You just placed their name on our heart and we just started praying. Didn't know what we were praying about, Father God, but just felt that we need to stop what we were doing and praying at that time, Father God. We thank you for the leads that are on this line, Father God, that are going through things and still have to continue to come on here, Father God, when they're going with what they're going through and we don't even know it, Father God. We love you. We love you, leads. We love you. We love our pastors, our preachers, our teachers, our deaconess, Father God. We thank you. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, Father God, because sometimes they get weak, Father God, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, amen. And I'm now going to turn it back over to our lead.
Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Sister Alicia prayed that prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anything we need, we would ask God because he hears us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Be encouraged this morning, each and every one. Right now, I know it's almost 8:15 and some got to go. So I want to just go ahead and get this out. If you have an offering to sow into the kingdom, do so. Sow it into this ministry because we need it to help take care of the work. So I'm asking you if you got it, go ahead over to Cash App and leave an offering there at $ Bishop Eric Clark. And also you can go to text the word give to 216-446-1209. And then we also have the ekcministries.org. Leave an offering or your prayer request, or you can upload that 1 minute or less GPS audio or video. And continue to remember that we are the church in the city impacting the world. Okay, right now I am going to bring up her next prayer lead, Sister Mildred. You ready, sis?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, my verse is Romans chapter 10, verse 1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Father, we thank you on this morning. We thank you for your word on this morning. We thank you for allowing Paul to share his heart's desire for Israel, that they might be saved. Father, these are our heart's desires for our loved ones, that they might be saved. These are our heart's desires for our family, for our children, for our friends, our associates, co-workers, that they might be saved. Father, we thank you for your word and thank you for allowing us to come before you in prayer, praying for our loved ones, Father. Father, you are sovereign, and in your sovereignty, Father, you're able, you're wise, you're powerful, God. You're loving, Father. You're merciful and gracious. And we pray for the believers and unbelievers on this morning, Father. Father, pour out your spirit. Father, we pray for our children this morning. We pray for our grandchildren this morning. We pray for our loved ones this morning that they may be saved. Father, we know you chose whom you choose. We pray that your will be done in their lives, in you and through us, Father. Father, we pray this morning that we come before you with understanding. Give us understanding, Father, of continue to give us understanding of your will, God. We pray that our eyes are open, Father, even on this morning, that we see the depth of what we do, Father, that we see the depth of what we do in our lives, Father. Even if we rebel against you, that we see the depth that we do, Father. And we pray this morning that you pierce us and convict us, Father. Call us into your will, Father. Call us into your will, Father. And as we live your way, Father. Father, we confess this morning that Jesus Christ is Lord. Father, we believe in you. We believe in your faithfulness, Father. We believe in your faithful love, Father. Father, you've been faithful to us, Father. We open our hearts to you on this morning, Father. We open our hearts knowing that you are a good Father, knowing that our Lord, our personal Lord and Savior, have us, Father. He have us and he keep us, Father, creating us a clean heart, Father, on this morning, oh God. Father, wash us through from our iniquity and cleanse us from our sins, Father. Father, let this earth be filled with your glory. We pray this morning that you would keep us, oh God. Keep us and form us, Father. Keep us and form us in your way, Father, for your will in our lives, Father. We pray that you use us, Father, and glorify us, oh God, for your will, Father. We pray this morning that we learn to appreciate mercy and grace and worship, Father, through you with mercy and grace, Father. Allow us to appreciate the mercy and grace that you have given to us, Father, that you've given to us, Father, that keep us going, Father. The mercy and grace that allows us to repent, Father, unto you, to allow us to forgive, allow us to live in obedience, Father. We pray this morning that we learn how to love your truth, Father. We pray to love truth on this morning, how trustworthy you are. We pray that you continue to keep us, Father. Keep our minds, Father. Keep our minds on perfect peace, Father. Give us peace with you, God, as we have peace with others. It is in peace that we fellowship with you, God. It is in peace that we pray to you, Father. We praise you, Father. We worship you and meditate in your word, Father. Father, we pray this morning that you continue to allow us to see what is good for our lives, Father. Allow us to see what you have for our lives. Open our eyes. Give us vision, Father. Give us provision, Father. Let us hear, Father. Give us thoughts, Father, thoughts of your ways, Father, in our lives, Father. Keep us, oh God. Cover us, oh God, with your love and your kindness, Father. Father, we call on you, Father, this morning. We call on your name, Jesus. We call on your name as we shall be saved, Father. Father, let us continue to grow in understanding you, Father. Let our lives continue to grow with your knowledge. Give us a zeal for your knowledge. Give us a zeal for your understanding. And give us a zeal that our faith continue to grow strong in you, Father. Our prayer for all people, Father, that we call out on your name, Father, and that we trust you, Father. We trust you, Jesus, on how you have kept us. We trust you how you have demonstrated before us your love and kindness, Father. We trust you and we call on you this morning, Father. We pray for others to be comforted in your name, Father. We pray for others to have peace in your name, Father. We pray right now as we see the South Carolina and North Carolina going through fires, Father. We pray that you be their provider. We pray that you give them comfort, Father. We pray, Father, against any suicidal thoughts on this morning, oh God. We pray that you begin to keep your people, Father. Show them yourself, Father, even through the fire. Come through the fire for them, oh God, and show them who you are. Show the ones that don't know you who you are, as they shall be saved, Father. Father, we pray this morning that you continue to keep them, Father. Continue to cover their loved ones, Father. Father, we pray for you as we seek your righteousness on this morning, Father. As we accept your righteousness, help us to submit to righteousness, oh God. Jesus Christ is Lord, and we love you, Father, and we praise you on this morning. You are the first and last, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega, oh God. You are the law, Father. You are the law, and you are the end of the law, Father. And we love you this morning. As we pray this morning, let us receive and hear from your from the Holy Spirit this morning. Let us receive and hear from you, O God. Let us open our hearts to you, O God. Let us know that you do all things according to your will, your purpose, and your glory, O God. We place ourselves entirely in your heart, God. We place our ways in your heart, Father. We surrender ourselves unto you on this morning, our God, our heart, our minds, our soul, our memory, our imagination, our spirit, oh God. We lift you up on this morning and we cry out, holy, 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 Father. Holy you are, and we love you, Father. We pray for our loved ones to be saved, oh Father. We pray for you to cover them in your blood, oh Father. We pray for you to keep them, God. We trust you, God. We trust you because we know that you care. We are yours, Father. We are yours, Father. And we pray this morning that you continue to keep us and continue to cover us and bring us through, Father. Even in the midst of darkness, bring us through, Father. Speak to us, O God. You are our rock, Father. You are our salvation, Father. Fill us with your Holy Spirit even on this morning, O God. Give us wisdom, Father. We need you, Father. Let your blessing overflow and take us, O God. Keep our hearts, Father, as we go through trials and tribulations, oh God. Keep our hearts, Father, as we even go through testing times, God, as our faith is tested, as our faith gets rattled, oh God. We pray that you keep us, oh God, and continue to build our faith in you. Continue to build our strength in you. Continue to allow us to wake up and read your word, oh Father, as you have a word that will reach our heart, that will penetrate our heart, that will guide us, oh God, and that will keep us, and that will give us assurance that you are with us always, Father. Father, we thank you for your goodness, and we thank you, Father, for your pleasures, oh God, the pleasures that you've given us of your word, Father. Father, we thank you on this morning for being just in our life, for being who you are in our life. We thank you for continuing to guide us and continuing to cover us, Father. Let us not dwell on what we lack in life, Father, but let us be conscious and mindful of what you've done for us, Father, what you've brought us through, our past, our present, and our future, oh God. Let us be mindful of what you're doing in our lives, even right now, Father, how you're keeping us, oh God, how you speak to us, oh God, how you're covering us, oh God, how you just love us, oh God. It is your love that covers a multitude of sin. It is your love that keep us, oh God. It is your love that just covers us, and we're thankful on this morning. Father, we come into your presence with thanksgiving, even right now this morning, for everything that you created is good, Father. And we give thanks to you on this morning, for you are good, and you love us, and you keep us, oh God. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for being our strength. We thank you for being our rock and our fortress. We thank you for continuing to build in our faith, God, our most holy faith, oh God. Build our faith, Father. Father, help us to establish a consistent and stronger prayer life seeking you. Help us, oh God, to establish, oh God, a consistent prayer life as we seek you for the will for our lives. We put our faith in you, Father. We put on the full armor this morning, knowing that you keep us and knowing that you will never leave us or forsake us, Father. Let your ear hear us. Let your words speak to us, Father. Let your hand protect us, oh God. Let your ways lie before us, oh God. And let your eyes look before us. Let your shield defend us and cover us, Father. Father, you are the ruler of all things. Father, you are to be feared above all things, and we love you, Father. We love you for being our strong tower. We love you for keeping our mind on perfect peace, oh God. Even in the midst of trouble, at times you just find a way to give us peace. Peace in your will, peace in your reassurance, oh God, that you got us, God. And we thank you for it, Father, for doing all things in your timing. Father, you are our shelter, and your name is a strong tower, and we need you, and we thank you for your righteousness and the righteous run in, and they are safe, Father. And we thank you for knowing that we're safe in you, Father. You are our strength, God, and we love you this morning. We bless you this morning. We thank you this morning. We thank you for being able to hear our prayer. We know that you hear our prayer even on this morning, and even those that pray in silence, God, you are there. You are with us always, and we thank you for being with us always. Father, you have provided for us, Father, and we thank you, Father, for being our provider. We thank you for being our King of Glory on this morning. We thank you for allowing us to have a desire of our heart to pray for our people to be saved, oh God. We thank you for knowing that you reach, Father. You reach near and far, Father. You reach high and low, Father. You're there for us, God, at all times. And we thank you, knowing that you will never leave us or forsake us, oh God. We thank you for giving us the strength to keep going. We thank you for just your word, your word in our life. We thank you for knowing that you are great and you are good, Father. And we thank you for making a way for us, oh God, making a way sometimes out of no way, providing for us sometimes, and we don't know where it comes from, God, but you are there, and we know that you are with us always, and we are grateful on this morning. We thank you, and we praise you on this morning. We are grateful, Father. We are grateful this morning, knowing that you are with us always. Father, I pray for those that are struggling around the world, God. We pray that you keep them, Father. We pray that you keep their mind on perfect peace, oh God. We pray that you keep their mind on perfect peace, oh God, and give them the strength that they need to move forward, God, to move forward for their family and even their loved ones, oh God. We pray that you continue to cover them, oh God. Keep them and comfort them, Father. We pray that you keep them and comfort them, God. Let them know that you are able and you do all things and you foresee all things and you have them in your perfect will. In Jesus' name, I pray this morning. Amen. And I would like to turn it back over to the host.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, Sister Mildred, for your prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He hears us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And he give us the strength to get through the things that we go through. Thank you, Lord. Well, this morning, we're going to go over the Believer's Declaration, which state, as believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. It's God's purpose. Hallelujah. And we got to always remember what we do to the glory of God. We do because it's his purpose, it's his will. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And he's our Father looking over us, and he wants to give us the things that we ask for and do the things, fix the things that are broken in our life. Thank you, Lord. Remember that this prayer ministry, it's a part of a great vision, and we asking that you all continue to help support it in any kind of way you can. Bishop have this great ministry and this great vision, and we are here. We are part of it. So just remember, the outcome is not going to just bless him. It's going to bless each and every one of us. What we put in is what we get out. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is a university for success, and we are a people vowing to praise his name. Thank you, Lord. If anybody is want to be connected and receive texts and emails to know what's going on in the ministry or to keep up, text the word MAXIMIZE, MAXIMIZE. Text that to the 55444. And you only need to do it one time, and you'll start receiving text messages and emails to let you know what's going on. We also continue to remind you all that we're looking for prayer speakers and hosts. And if anyone is interested, call Pastor Lenore at 216-475-6327. God bless you. Now I will turn it over into the hands of our own Pastor Terry Buckner.
Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you this morning. Thank you, Sister Alicia, for your prayer, and Sister Mildred and Sister Jeffries for your leading us out. I pray that God will give you the desires of your heart. Whatever is on your heart, God would grant it to you in the name of Jesus. And we pray that God would strengthen your families. Strengthen your families and keep them covered. Praying for all the people of God, those who have really tough things on their heart and in their family, and only God knows everything, and that God would heal and deliver, and he would set free. Sister Jeffries and Minister Andre, we're praying for your family. God will send comfort to you guys in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm trying to find my prayer list as I'm praying here and I'm talking. But I want to read something out of Psalm 51, in the name of Jesus. Brother Bernard, praying for you and a speedy recovery in the name of Jesus. It was good to see the saints on Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, people of God. Let me see something. I'm sorry. Bear with me. You know, God is good and God is faithful. Brandon Chapman, in the name of Jesus, we call forth your name and ask God to cover you in his wonderful blessings and his blood. Frank, praying for David and all our African brothers and sisters. Pastor Paul, Pastor Pop, praying for you all. Daniel and Roberta, Robert, James, Rosie, my God, thank God is going to bless you and touch you today in the name of Jesus. Latoya, Monzella, Mercedes. And when I see the list come across, I don't know everything that's going on. I just know that I just notice it's God wants me to pray and ask him to comfort these individuals, ask him to heal them and set them free in the mighty name of Jesus. And Evelyn, Hattie, Wynn, in the name of Jesus, God, but bless them and be with them. Of course, Mother Buchanan and Mother Burgess and Mother Clark, I would be with them, Mother Goodman and Mother Sumlin, Hattie Wynn and Sister Shirley and Rosemary Peterson, Sister Izzy and Marion Payne, Sister Williams, Denise Damons and Carol Carson. My God, Brother John and Brother Kraft and Brother Danny's, Brother Stanley, Brother James, Brother Dobbs. Just God would touch them. All those that are on our list, all those are in rehabilitation centers and rehab centers and even jails and prison, God will go across and just touch them and lift them up. We lift them up. We intercede for them right now in the name of Jesus. We cast all cares upon him because we know that God cares for us. My auntie Wawa, 86 years old, we're praying for her strength right now in the name of Jesus. Jimmy Cruz, there's just more names I have, but I have so many different lists, but just pray for them and ask God to cover them and bless them and their families. And God will. God is so faithful, people of God. He's faithful. He's faithful. God is a healer. I know God to be a healer. I know God to be a miracle worker. I know God to be a right on time God. My God, Psalm 51. This is the prayer of David after he had sinned with Bathsheba. We remember the story when David looked over the palace and he saw a girl with unusual beauty. And he asked one of the servants, "Hey, bring the girl to me." He went inside of her and had a baby. The first baby passed away. The second baby was Solomon. But David had sinned with this woman and then tried to cover it up, sent her husband to the front line, Uriah. It was a mess. And then the prophet had to come to David and tell David a story about one man had one sheep, a mother had 100. The man who had 100 took the ones and did what he wanted to do. David said, "Man, I killed that, you know." And the prophet said, "Thou art the one." Thank God for the prophet. Thank God for David confessing his sin. We know that prayer, that unconfessed sin can hinder our prayers. So we don't want any sin in our heart, in our life. So David comes on here and he says, "Have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love, because of your great compassion. Blot out the stain of my sins. Wash me, cleanse from my guilt. Purify me from my sin, for I recognize my rebellion. It haunts me day and night. Against you and you alone have I sinned and have done what is evil in your sight. You will be proved right in what you say, and your judgment against me is just. For I have been born a sinner, yes, from the moment my mother conceived me, but you desire honesty from the womb, teaching me wisdom even there. Purify me from my sins, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. David says, whiter than snow. Isaiah said, white as snow. But David said, I want to be whiter than snow, because I understand that the snow is dirty. It looked clean, but it's really dirty. That's another subject matter. But verse 8, he said, oh, give me back my joy again. You have broken me. Now let me rejoice. Don't keep looking at my sins. Remove the stain of my guilt. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a loyal spirit within me. Do not banish me from your presence, and do not take the Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and make me willing to obey you. Always remember that forgiveness is instant, but restoration is a process. And David is asking God to change his heart and cleanse him and purify him. And that's what our prayer is this morning, that God would purify our hearts. God would take the stain of sin away from us so that we can be pure and right when we come into prayer, so we won't have any unconfessed sins. Get it out of us. Blot it out of us. Make us whiter than snow. Whiter, clean us and cleanse us is my prayer for the saints this morning in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, we thank you. We thank you for an opportunity to pray. We thank you for our brothers and our sisters. We thank you for all those who are connected to this line right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask, God, that all unconfessed sin be confessed today. Purify our hearts. Get it out of us. Blot it out of us, Lord. Blot it out of us, because we don't want anything to hinder us from getting to you, God. We don't want anything hindering, anything that is blocking, anything that is hindering, anything that is in our way. God, remove it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we need a clear slate to you, God. People are believing you for miracles right now. Miracles, and we believe miracles are still going to happen in the name of Jesus. Thank you for every member of the body of Christ Assembly. Thank you for every co-laborer in Christ Jesus, we pray. Thank you for the blood that cleanses us and washes us on a daily basis in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the word of God that washes us. Thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you're going to hear our prayers and attend to us right now this morning in the mighty name. We appreciate your presence is here, Lord. We feel your presence. The Holy Spirit is with us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Those names that were called out, God, I don't know everything, but you do, God. And I ask that you go and meet the need of the people right now. These are your people, the sheep of your pasture. My God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. I thank you in advance for what is about to happen right now in the name of Jesus, because I know, God, that you're the true and living God. You're the author and the finisher of our faith, God. Hallelujah. You're the undisputed heavyweight champion of the universe. You cannot fail. You have never failed. You have never lost a battle. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for the strengthening of the people. I thank you, Lord, for the prayers of your saints. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you're always there. You're always close by in the name of Jesus. Touch every child that's on their way to school this morning. Every child that gets on the school bus this morning. Every child that walks in a classroom this morning. Every child right now in the name of Jesus is covered by the blood. No hurt, harm, or danger will come to them in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you in advance for what you're doing, for what you have already done. In Jesus' name, we love you, God.
We love you. We love you with the everlasting love. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, God, your everlasting grace. We thank you that your hand is not short, that it cannot save, nor your ear heavy, that you cannot hear. God, we thank you, God. Even when we pray, God, you have already sent forth the answer. My God, we not even finished praying, but it's already answers are coming to the people of God. We speak it right now into existence, right now in the name of Jesus. God, we stand on you, God, you alone, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, your mercy and grace. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you're so good and kind. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for already covering that family right now in the name of Jesus, all across the land, even down in Kansas City. My God, even Sister Gail, touch her right now in the name of Jesus. Give her a special touch today in Jesus' mighty name. Special grace will be upon the families in New Mexico, down in Florida, down in North Carolina, down in South Carolina, down in California. God, we ask, God, that your hand of mercy and grace would touch them in a special way today. Deliver them and set them free today in the name of Jesus. We bind up all those evil spirits in the name. We rebuke the devil right now. Get the devil has to get his hands off these families right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare forth your word. Your word is good and your word is merciful. You're kind, God. You're right on time, God. And we believe in you, God. We stand on your word, God. All we have is your word right now in the name of Jesus. We ask those families to be healed, set free, delivered in Jesus' name right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you because you've been very consistent. Hallelujah. You've been very consistent, God. You never lost a battle. We thank you and we thank you and we thank you. We pray for our Pastor Lenora right now in the name of Jesus. Total healing right now in Jesus' name. And we pray for our Bishop Eric Clark that he will get the rest that he's needed and he continue to go on for with the word, the good word that he gives us on a daily basis, the word that increases our faith in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you for Sister Jeffries right now. Her and her entire family is going to be healed in the name of Jesus. We pray right now in Jesus' name. We say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless. I'm going to turn it over to her.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Buckner. Thank you, Lord. We feel it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 God is good. And he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He hears the prayers of his people. Thank you, Jesus. And we feel the heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's what this prayer line is for. It's for us to come together to pray and to encourage and lift up one another. If you don't get what you need from one, you'll get it from the other. Thank you, Jesus. But if you listen and if you praying while you listening, God will answer your prayer. God will be there for you. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Lord. He'll make all things right. Thank you, Lord. Bless his holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. At this time, yes, I am your last prayer lead. But before I pray, I just want to remind you again that this is the day. First of all, the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice in it. Secondly, the day we hear his voice, we're going to harden out our hearts, and we're going to obey him. Thirdly, this ministry, it takes money for the ministry to work, partly for it to work. Yes, God will support and take care of our needs, but we need your support. So if you have an offering that you can give, do so today. You can do so right now or at any point during the prayer or at the very end. But you can always go to Cash App at $ Bishop Eric Clark. And so there, you could also go to text the word GIVE, G-I-V-E, to 216-446-1209. You could also go to the ekcministries.org. Remember, there you leave your prayer request. You can leave an offering, and you can, if you got a testimony, 1 minute or less, that is your GPS, guiding people to salvation. You can leave it there. Voice, you can do video or voice. Leave it there, and Bishop will put it on YouTube at the end of our broadcast. Okay, so I am the last prayer lead, and my scripture is James chapter 1, verse 5, and I'm going to read it from the NIV version. If any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Thank you, Jesus. If you lack in wisdom, ask God, and he will give it to you without finding fault. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name. Our God is awesome. Hallelujah. He's awesome. You know, in the biblical sense, wisdom is knowing how to apply knowledge, basically. Knowing how to apply it. Thank you, Lord, as God give it to you. Thank you, Jesus. Applying knowledge in a godly manner. We seek God, hallelujah, when we have questions and circumstances, and we need his help and his guidance to help us do it. If we go to him in prayer, in through faith, we got to have faith, through prayer, God will answer that prayer. He will supply just what you need at that moment you ask. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, because he's our Father, and he gives generously to all. Hallelujah, Jesus. He don't hold our past sins and everything against us. He don't do that. He's a God that loves us, and all he wants us to do is to come to him. Thank you, Lord. He's there waiting, as Pastor Buckner always say, because the scripture do say, hallelujah, God's hand ain't too short that it can't save, nor his ear too heavy that it cannot hear. It's our iniquity that separate us between God, bring the separation between us and God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Let us pray. Ooh, Father God, we come before you this morning, Jesus, thanking you, Lord, and blessing your holy name, Jesus. We love you, oh God. We love you because you are love. You show us love. You show us how to love. And without you, we wouldn't even know what it feels like. But we thank you for it, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and for your grace, Jesus. Lord God, we know that we are your children. And we know that anything that we do not have or anything we feel insecure in, if we come to you believing in confidence and faith, that you will answer our prayer, oh God. We can't come to you, Lord, half-hearted. We can't come to you, Lord, just asking amiss, Lord, just coming and not believing that you will answer the prayer. Because we won't receive anything. Hallelujah. We'll be just like the waves of the wind, the ship in the wind, being tossed to and fro. But Lord God, we come to you, Lord, asking in prayer, Lord. because we trust in you, Lord. We know that you are our Father, hearing everything, that you are the reader of our heart, O God, that you are the forgiver of all things, Lord God. You have the power, Lord God, to cleanse and make us whole. You have the power, O God, to lift us up, Lord, when nothing else will. Lord God, you, Jesus, hallelujah, love us and care for us, O God. When we are down in our spirit, Lord, when we are heavily burdened, Lord God, when we have nowhere to go, Lord, hallelujah, you're there, Lord. You're waiting right there, Lord. You touch us in a special way, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we give you praise, Lord. We give you glory, Lord God. Hallelujah. For answering our calls, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. You're on the main line, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sitting on the throne. Hallelujah. And when we come before you, Father. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. With our great problems, Lord God. For we are man, Lord. We are human. We are in the flesh. And our problems down here are many, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. And we know you see it all, Lord. You hear it all, Lord God. And you feel it, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God, you touch the hearts and the minds of your people, oh God. You restore, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, you heal, Jesus. You loose, Lord God, the bonds, oh, God. You set us free, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are an all-seeing God. You are a God that knows all things, Lord. Oh, God, we come today, Lord, asking you, Jesus, for wisdom. Hallelujah. Like Solomon did, Lord God, how he said to you, Lord, he just wanted to know how to go in and out amongst the people and to discern what was good and what was right, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord God. We know that when we come, Lord, asking you for wisdom, Lord, you will give it to us, Jesus. And you won't hold it back. Thank you, Lord. We are faced, Lord God, with many challenges, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God. There's so many people, Lord God, that is faced with losing their job, their livelihood, oh God. Losing their homes, Lord. Losing their transportation, oh God. Lord, those, Lord God, that... Lord God, that serve you, Lord, and even those that don't, Lord, they're still human, Jesus. They have needs, Lord God. They have families, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And during this season, Lord God, of our life, things, Lord God, is looking one way, Lord. But we know that we come to you, oh God, hallelujah, with our hearts right, that you hear us, Lord. That you see us, oh God, that you open up doors, oh God, that you make it possible, Lord God, that our needs be met, Lord God, even before we ask. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we ask you, Lord, to just look upon each and every person, Lord God, all across this world, Jesus. Hallelujah. Look upon those, Lord, that are struggling with all manner of issues, those that are at war, Lord God, those, Lord God, that are losing family everywhere, Lord God, those, oh God, that where disaster is hitting, Jesus, one behind the other, oh God. Father, we ask, Lord, we pray for them, Lord. Hallelujah. It's things going on here too, Lord God, but we praying for them, Lord God. Hold them up, Lord God. Strengthen them and encourage them, Lord. Open up doors for them, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Bring peace, Hallelujah. Restore the loved ones, oh God, that's being held hostage, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Just give them comfort to those that they have lost, Lord God, everywhere, Lord, whether it be by in the plains, Lord God, whether it be by boat, whether it be by cars, all manner of everything that's happening, Lord God, that's taking away the lives of your people, whether it's by violence, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus, whatever it may be, Jesus, we ask you to comfort your people today, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Father, I ask, Lord, a special prayer even for my family, Lord. One of my first cousin's son, he shot himself and blew his brains out. And my first cousin found him like that. And that was his last child. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, they are devastated. Father, I ask you to touch them in a special way, oh God. It hurts. It breaks our hearts. Jesus. But Lord, we know through you, Lord, hallelujah, that you will bring that comfort and that peace and that strength. Hallelujah. We count on you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So much loss, Lord. So much pain. Remember Sister Tracy and her family, Lord, too. Well, Lord, hallelujah. She lost one of her nieces. Hallelujah, Jesus. Touch that family. Strengthen them. Lord God, bring joy. Restore them with joy and peace. Knowing, oh God, hallelujah, that baby is in your hands, oh God. Hallelujah. You know, Lord, everything. You control all situations. And we give you power, we give you glory, we give you the strength, we give you the honor, Lord God, because all of it is yours anyway, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you for loving us, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God, for being everywhere and seeing everything and knowing everything, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Now bless everybody, Lord God, that is on this prayer line, each and every one that come faithfully, Lord, before your throne today. They're not just here listening, oh God. They're in prayer. Hallelujah. Your spirit is searching throughout them, Lord God. Hallelujah. And making intercession right now for the things that is in their spirit, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, you're going before God. And we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless, Lord. Touch, Lord God. Lift up, Lord, and deliver and answer the prayers of each and every one, Lord God, that's on this call, that stand in the gap for any and everyone, Lord God. Remember every pastor that's leading your people, Lord. Bless them. Give them the wisdom to know how to lead and guide your people, that they may do it to the glory of you. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. I lift you up, Lord, and I give you all the glory, all the honor, oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
All
thank
the
you.
Power,
thank you.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, bless your name. Amen. 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 Am
relationship is on right now. God bless.